Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Sunday, September 20th, after the win in Nashville against the Titans, head coach Gary Kubiak addressed the media and answered questions about his team's victory over the Titans.
About your overall feelings about what happened.
Well, I mean, they're a great football team, John, and you know, we came into their place, and obviously they're pushing us around pretty good early in the game. We made some mistakes defensively. Big plays offensively kept us in the football game, and you know, then we got into just a heck of a battle in the second half and a field position, and we're able to make one more play. Just a great game. Feel very fortunate. We got a lot of problems, a lot of things to fix. Very fortunate to win, but proud of our guys the way they fought.
So what's the difference in what you like the offense from last week to this?
I think we just kind of got back, John, to some of our tempo, some of the things we do. We still didn't run the ball very well. We think we have some. We feel like we have a beat on some of the reasons why. I'm not going to go into those. I'm going to try to fix those. But we just kind of went back to some of our base stuff and things that our players were comfortable with. Because we were making too many mistakes. So I think just tempo, how we played, speed of how we practiced, made us play a little better.
Gary, could you talk about how big this win is when you were working
for it? Mark, I mean, it's, it counts as one. You know, I mean, it's just, we're a one-on-one football team. You know, we're a 500 team that's, we're very inconsistent, and we got so many things to fix to be competitive week in and week out. We feel good about winning today, but we got a long, long way to go.
Do you think Matt and the team may answer the question, any questions?
No, you don't answer the questions in one day. We got so many questions, and we're going to, we got to get back to work Wednesday. There's so many things that we got to fix if we're going to be competitive week in and week out. If not, we're going to be a very inconsistent football team. But Matt played hard, and our guys played hard all day long, and they were rewarded at the end.
How's Coach Johnson get that free down?
We think we know why, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're not fixing it, for them to run the ball 9 yards a clip, you can't, how we won the game, it's amazing. That doesn't happen in this league.
That's it, Gary. Your defense, second half.
Kind of feast or famine, and our team's that way. We're inconsistent as a team, and we're inconsistent offensively and defensively. Defensively, we give up huge plays, and all of a sudden we make big plays, So, when you're an 8-8 team or a 1-1 team, you probably got some issues, and we got some. So, if we get consistent someday, then we've got a chance to be pretty good. I don't know what I said. I gave Bruce Matthews the ball, to be honest with you. That was probably where y'all heard the roar. Told him to welcome to our side, that's probably where you heard the roar. So.
Where's Dreesen on that fourth down progression?
It could have been one, it could have been none. It just all depends what they were doing defensively. So, gutsy situation, give our players a chance to make that play. Joel stepped up and did a good job.
It seems like you're having a hard time enjoying the win.
I am, because we have, like I said, we got so many issues, Mark, and it doesn't take me long to start worrying about the problems we got, I'm going to enjoy it. I'll enjoy it. Okay, when I leave y'all, I'll enjoy it. Okay.
Can you enjoy it for us for a second? We get a good pull down.
I'm trying. I'm tired.
Okay. So what does it mean? Last week was negative in Houston since Houston was that franchise.
Well, it should have been negative, John. We played very poorly. We deserve everything we got, when we become consistent as a team, then maybe we get the other end of the stick. That's part of the business, you can be down one week and have something great happen the next week. So you got to keep it all in perspective and move on to the next one.
When that incident spilled over into your bench, how worried are you about
it? Well, I was very concerned, because there was a heck of a battle going on. Could get out of control over there with not much room. But I think the players were just playing hard. Give Jeff's team a lot of credit. They're very physical. They played very hard. I thought our guys played extremely hard. And it was a great football game.
There's a lot of questions about your toughness. Is this game answering?
I don't think this game answers anything. I think we got a long way to go. Okay? We got it done today.
This is unbelievable. You act like this doesn't.
I'm concerned, John. I know. I'm concerned with our inconsistency as a football team. Very concerned.
But when you can win,
I told you guys, I feel great. I feel good. I'm going to have fun this evening, okay? But I'm very concerned about a lot of things. I'm not going to change, okay?
The fans back in Houston.
Yeah.
But you're not enjoying it.
I'm smiling. Deep down, I'm smiling.
Are we going to get the same thing from the players?
I don't know. I mean, they know we got some problems. I know that. I don't have to tell them.
What about Chester? Any other questions?
Yeah. Chester, sprained knee. He'll be evaluated when we get home.
Thank you.
hear you talk about Brian Cushing and stuff.
Well, he's a hell of a player. I mean, you can see that he makes a special plays. He had some busts today, too, as a young player. We had, I think, just three huge busts by very young players, McCain, Dominique, and I think Brian had one of them. You know, some of those touchdowns they got just way too easy and just strictly just assignment problems. So, like I said, you know, those are things we got to get under control.
Close to line up flat.
Yeah, I was just totally out of sync and he missed an assignment and we didn't get it corrected.
What did you do best today that makes you the happiest?
Battle. I mean, you get down, you give up the plays we gave up in the first half on the road, and then you're still battling 24-24 at half. It says a lot about, you know, what your guys stand for. So hopefully we can, like I said, find some consistency in that level of play.
Is that our second biggest comeback ever?
Really? What was the first one?
Here,
really? Well, that was a tough deal, you know, but it was one heck of a football game.
This team has a football. How much of that has to do with it?
I think it has a lot to do. I think it started in practice. I made them practice on the clock all week, changed the tempo of the football team, and practicing noise all week. I thought it showed. I thought we handled the adversity a little better as a team.